ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। सो यू हैड अ गुड लुक एट ऑल द प्लेसेस। ओके, सो यू नो द हिस्ट्री ऑफ पांडव भवन, बिकॉज इन 1950 ब्रह्मा कुमारी शिफ्टेड from Pakistan, Karachi to Mount Abu. So in 1947, there was partition of India. And Karachi, which was the headquarter of Brahma Kumaris, was in Pakistan. And Pakistan is Muslim ruled country. So there was a lot of riots between Hindu and Muslim. So many Hindus were killed, so many Muslims were killed. There was bloodshed. So Indian partition was full of bloodshed. So most of the Indians, Hindus, they came back to India from Pakistan because they didn't feel safe in Pakistan. But Brahma Kumaris stayed there for nearly 2.5 to 3 years in Pakistan. And so they were surrounded by Muslims. But Muslims were quite friendly and they respected Brahma Kumaris. But the relatives of Brahma Kumaris who were in Karachi, they were a bit worried about the future of their relatives. So they were saying, come to India, don't stay in Pakistan. So ultimately, Manmohini Didi came in search to India to find out which place to settle. And big cities were very expensive, Bombay, Ahmedabad, etc. They were very expensive. So she thought best would be some mountain. So she came here and they were about at least 400 people who were still in organization staying there. So they wanted a very big house. So first they shifted to one house, then shifted to another house. And then ultimately, they decided to buy this house. Though this is a small house, Baba's room, that small house, they settled about 350 or 400 of them in that house. Then gradually, in 1950s they came, then gradually they built all the complexes. So meditation room or Baba's room where you went there, that was the room where Brahma Baba stayed. And this Baba's hut here in the garden was built later on, and in summer days it was quite hot, no? So Brahma Baba used to come here after 10 o'clock. Until 10 o'clock he will finish his post in his office. Then he will come here, relax and meet individuals. So this is Baba's hut. Then after Brahma Baba left his mortal body, this Tower of Peace was built in 1969. His body was cremated in that below the Tower of Peace. And after that, most of the complexes were built. This was built in 1970s when Brahma Baba was there. Only meditation hall was there. History hall, we call it. History hall. That was the only one. And at the most 25, 50 people used to come, apart from those who were living here. So there were not many who were living here, and 25, 50 people will come, so that hall was enough. So when I came first in 64, the history hall was already ready, but before that, Baba used to take morning class near his office in that small room. But every day, morning class, 7 o'clock, was conducted there. So this was built in 70s. And have you seen Om Shanti Bhavan, the big house, big center, big house there? That was built in 83 February. And first international peace conference was conducted over there in 83. But at that time, there was just this one complex in 83. Gyan Sarovar, where most of you are staying, was built in 95. After that, we have accommodation there for about 1,000 people, but there are nearly 200 permanent resident and 100 always coming temporarily for 1 month, 2 months, etc. So there are nearly 300 permanent we can accommodate. About 500 comfortably if we take some of the rooms with full accommodation, because nowadays quite a few of you might be staying one in a room. But usually when Indian guests are there, they sleep two in a room. I think none of you are in Rajarishi Bhavan, no? Is anybody in Rajarishi Bhavan? No. Huh? Only Matthew. Matthew, you are the only one. And Prapa. So, some of the Brahmins are there. But guests are all in Vishnupuri or Harmony House. And in Rajarishi Bhavan, when it is packed, we take 9 to 10 people in one room. When double foreigners are there, 6 to 8 maximum. So, so nowadays, we can accommodate about maximum 500 to 600 in Gyan Sarovar, 300, 400 in here in Pandav Bhavan. And in Shantivan, have anybody seen Shantivan? Today you are going in Shantivan. And in Shantivan, there is accommodation for 15,000 people, and the hall can accommodate 20,000 people. some of them on the floor, not all the chair on the chair, but we can accommodate 20,000. So gradually we have been expanding accommodation at least, because Shantivan Hall, Diamond Hall we call it, which take 20,000 people, was built in 2002 or something. And most of the seniors stay down in Shantivan. And gradually we have some of the buildings outside. There is Shantivan, Manmohiniwan, and Tapovan, and there are few buildings built around. Totally we can take 15,000 people. Accommodation in the house. So, this is the facilities. Gradually expanding. And when I came first in 64, we had only training section, and we had not ensuite bathrooms or anything. Bathrooms on the one end, rooms, so we had to go for toilet and shower after walking for few distance, and also no hot water tap in the bathroom. So we had to fetch hot water from one end, take it to the bathroom, mix with the cold water which was there in the bathroom and take bath. No shower, bath only, bucket bath. So even in some of the complexes, still there is a bucket bath. And we mix cold and hot water, but the taps are there in the room. Okay, so now, so far you have understood who are you, isn't it? Who are you? Souls. Clear about soul, or you have any question about soul? Anybody has any question on who am I? No. And who is God? Who is God? Supreme Soul. Name? Shiv Baba. I'll ask now Thai people. Where do Shiv Baba stay, Thai people? Soul world. Soul world. Or Paramdham. And what does he do? What does God do? Some of the Australians. What does he do? What does he do? He does all the three jobs he does. He's Does he create anything? Huh? Sustainer of? Sustainer of everything. Acha. And he destroys everything? Huh? Who destroys? So who destroys? So God creates Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, three deities. And through Brahma, he gives the knowledge, which helps to establish new world. He doesn't create heaven, but he helps in establishing new world. So he changes old into new through knowledge and yoga. And Vishnu or Lakshmi Narayan, they sustain new world, deities. And through yoga power, we destroy our evil. So God helps us to destroy our evil nature by giving this knowledge. He doesn't destroy the world. As you said, the destruction is taking place through human beings. World war. It will be the leaders who will be fighting. Natural calamities, civil war will change the old into new world or almost destroy the old world. The earth will remain, but the population will be destroyed. I read one article yesterday only. Some of the scientists are predicting that in 2018, there will be at least 20 earthquakes near the equator, and at least 1 billion human beings will be dying. So that's how, no? Natural calamities nowadays we find day by day, climate change, the natural calamities are occurring. So that's in short about soul and supreme soul. So today we are talking about two topics, karma and reincarnation. How many believe in rebirth or reincarnation? Raise your hand. How many of you believe in reincarnation? Good, quite a few of you believe. So I think first I'll talk about reincarnation before talking about karma, because both are related to each other. Now, soul is eternal. Soul is energy. So energy is eternal. Energy can never be destroyed. The soul is never destroyed. So what happens when we leave body? We reincarnate. We take another birth. And number of souls are fixed, but number that are acting on this stage are changing. From golden age, more and more souls come from soul world to this earth to play the part. So in golden age, the population is not so much. Silver age more, copper age more, iron age even more. And in last, I think 30 years, the population has doubled. So population is increasing, it means new souls are coming. Just as in a drama, the number of actors are fixed, but not all actors come at the same time. Gradually, as the role is there, different actors come. And in the end, what happens? All actors in a drama, all the actors come on the stage and introduce themselves. Or somebody introduces them that this is a Mr. So-and-so played the part of this, etc. So, in the end of Kali Yuga, Iron Age, which we are going through, that will be explained tomorrow, all actors come on the stage. So there will be maximum population before end. And then the souls will go back to soul world. Now, what's the proof that they are born again? The proof is, in a family you'll find different family members, especially siblings, they are all different. Their personality is different, their likes are different, their dislikes are different, their intellect is different. No one will say, I want to become policeman. Somebody will say, no, I want to become doctor. Someone will say, no, I want to become engineer. Somebody will say, I like sweets. Somebody will say, I like sour things. Somebody will say, I like savory things, etc. Somebody will say, I like red color. Somebody will say, I like yellow. Somebody will say, I like green. So everybody is different. Why different? Because they bring their personality traits from their last birth. And because of their karma, they are born in a different family or different country. So, throughout our life, we are interacting with some people. At home, we interact with our family members. In social gatherings, we interact with friends, family, etc. And we find that we enjoy company of some people, we don't enjoy company of others. We love somebody, we don't love somebody. Somebody falls in love at the first sight. What's the reason? Without knowing, without recognizing their personality, likes, dislikes, they fall in love. First they fall in love, then they become friends. Some people first become friends, then fall in love. Sometimes you'll find some people get on good even in family or at job. Some have nice relationship. Some they don't get along well. Even if they have similar personality, they don't get along well. Some have not similar personality, still they got along well. The reason is, we'll say, karmic account. Because if you have good karma with each other, you behave nicely to each other. If you don't have good karma with each other, you don't like each other. Then we may say jealousy, this, that, etc. But still, we'll find that the thing is, even in a family, we'll find parents will have more love for one child than another. Why? That's also karma. Now, reason they may say, oh, this, my child is smart, that's why I love that child. And some mothers will say, I love this child because this child is disabled. So they love in spite of the child being disabled. Whereas, some will say, I love this child because this child is smart. All karmic account. Because, you know, many times in some family, parents have cancer and some children may have cancer, some may not have. We say it's hereditary, that this person has got cancer. But why not all children get cancer? That's also karma. If you have good karma, your health is not bad. If you haven't got good karma, you get sick. Or you get disease and cancer. We may say, yes, cancer is because stress, because of hereditary. But not all stressed people get cancer. Not all children of parents have cancer. It's all karmic account. So if you have given problem to others, naturally you will get problem in this birth. So whatever happens, it can be because of the karma of this present birth. Suppose I get angry with somebody, they will become angry with me. So I know I have done this harm to this person, that's why they are angry with me. But sometimes we have done nothing wrong to somebody and still they are doing wrong to us. And that's, we'll say, it's past karma. So karma, what we say is, first let us define on karma. Karma are good karma, neutral karma, and sinful karma or evil karma. good karma can be charitable karma or just good karma. Charitable karma are that those which through my thoughts, words and actions, I am trying to bring happiness to somebody. Thoughts, words or actions. So, suppose somebody is ill, I can't do much, but at least I can pray for them. Especially if my friend and relative is in different country and they have enough care and finances to look after themselves. But still, I can pray or meditate for that person to get well soon. So this is just thinking or praying or meditating. Through words, I ring my friend in America to wish him good health. So I am speaking and checking, hello, how are you, how is everything, what can I do for you. So whether it's in our country or another country, but I just speak on the phone and say my good wishes. And third is through action. That I am bringing some medicine for that sick friend, I am doing bed for them, I am buying some fruits, I am doing something on an action level. And naturally, financially, I help them. So these are all good actions. But they are charitable when I am doing it for not blood relation. Now, if I am doing for my children, it's a good action. It's not charity. Because it's my duty to look after my children. So I'm not doing anything unusual. But when I'm doing something for friends or unknown people, it's a charity. Neutral action when I don't have negative feeling. And I'm not hurting anyone. It's a negative action if my friends are healthy, wealthy, happy, or my family is healthy, wealthy, happy. I don't have to do anything for them. So I'm not doing charity. Nor I'm hurting because I don't have any vices. Because if I get angry or if I have jealousy or if I have ego, naturally I will be hurting them. So that is sinful karma. If I am hurting them through my negative thoughts, words and action, it's a sinful karma. But if I'm neither helping anybody nor hurting anybody, it's a neutral karma. So tomorrow you will hear about golden and silver age, where everybody is healthy, wealthy and happy. So nobody has to help anybody. So there the actions are neutral. Here we can be doing good action, charitable action, sinful karma, everything. Because we may have some negative traits of personality. And just in a vegetable kingdom, you sow a seed. Do you get the plant immediately or not? You don't get. And depending on the type of seed, you have to wait and nurture that seed. If it is a mango seed, you will have to wait for years to get the fruit. If it is rice or wheat, you will get fruit in few months. I remember a story. A young boy saw an old man planting the tree of mango. And he said, "Why you are doing so much hard work to plant this tree? You are not going to get the fruit." So the old man said, "But whatever I am eating, fruits so far I have eaten, were not planted by me and I am getting the fruit. So at least I am planting this fruit, let future generation get it." Same way here, we are planting seeds for our future. And that's why, as I was saying, no, sometimes there is, no, that sort of attraction for two people or good relationship with two people right from the first sight. And that is planting the seed in the previous birth. That in the previous birth we had done so good karma with somebody, that's why we are getting it. Even in a family you'll find some children, the mother, as soon as the child is born, she throws away the child. Because either it's illegal or unwanted child. Why this? On other level we say, yes, it's a social taboo, that's why the mother doesn't want the child. But why that child is born in such family? Some karmic account that their karma of mother and child were only for 9 months till the child was in the womb. Karmic account finished, separated. Or sometimes a young child dies accidentally. No, parents had so much hope that this my son will grow and get graduated and will bring a lot of income and child dies. So the parent will have a lot of sorrow, untimely death. But the reason we understand is the karmic account between parents and child finished. The soul left the body. But soul will take another birth. And when that realization is there, that soul is eternal, immortal, it will change one body and take another body. Then there is not so much sorrow. Because we understand our karmic account has finished with that child. Can't do much. Accidental death or cancer or whatever. Young age dies. So, this understanding of theory of karma helps us to not take revenge, because otherwise what our sanskars were, you hit me, I'll hit you back. Tit for tat. I don't want to remain quiet. But once I understand that somebody has done wrong, I must have done wrong. But many times we don't know what was the start, whether this is start or ending. But at least I'm not getting angry or offended. And the thing is, whoever is doing wrong will get the result of that. I don't have to be judge. God is supreme judge. Let Him judge what Shri Baba teaches us. Have good wishes for everybody. Pure feelings for everybody. Don't hate somebody because they are doing something negative to you. Otherwise, what will happen? Cycle of negativity will continue. They are negative to me. I am negative to them. I am reacting to them. They will become negative and the cycle will continue. So, what knowledge and yoga teaches is to give full stop to negativity. So as much as become knowledgeful, we become knowledgeful and meditative yoga power, then we will be able to practice what Baba is teaching us. So this time we are going through the end of the cycle. And hence what we have to do is sow the good seed for the future. It's like in a season, what you do is sow the seed, prepare the soil, sow the seed, look after the plants, water it, have proper sunlight, and if necessary, spread insecticide so that no insects don't kill the leaves or plant. So we take care. Similarly, this is the time where we have to prepare the ground with knowledge and meditation. and sow the good karma, seed of good karma. And we may get fruit now or at least later on. It's definite. Baba guarantees that everything is recorded. Whatever you are doing, whatever you will get, is recorded in your soul. And that's why, keep on doing good, and you will get good. So next thing about reincarnation is, we know many times a child from young age will show some special talent. Either playing a piano, playing violin. In India, a child of 3 or 4 years who is hardly speaking his own language will recite the hymns of some scripture in Sanskrit, which is nowadays not a common language. Very few know Sanskrit these days. So the thing is, we say this must be previous birth sanskar. A child of 7 years wants to be sannyasi or renunciate with that orange garb. Previous birth sanskar. A child will say, oh, I want to be soldier. Because sometimes they must have been soldier in army previous birth. So that's how we find that sanskar of previous birth can continue in this birth. Next thing is, because Indians believe in reincarnation, but other religions, Christians and all, they don't believe in reincarnation. So I met American hypnotic who was from naturally Christian background. And he was sharing his experience that when he hypnotized one patient, American lady, who had never been to Egypt, during hypnotism, she started speaking Egyptian language, which means she must be Egyptian in her previous birth. One young man who hadn't been artist, during hypnosis, he was painting very nicely, which means he must be artist before. So the sanskars of those previous birth are there recorded in our soul. And sometimes it emerges. In India, one of the researchers, he wanted to do research on reincarnation, and he started studying many children who were talking about past birth. Usually, children, as soon as they start speaking their language, mother tongue, they start speaking something odd. The parents wouldn't understand what this child is saying. In one of the Brahmin family, in India, Brahmin family don't eat meat. And especially not the pork. Hindus don't eat pork, but not even meat. Now in that Brahmin family, the girl, young girl, she started suddenly asking parents, I want to eat pork. So mother said, but we don't eat. And she said, but no, I used to eat it in my previous birth. Whenever we had some festival, we used to eat it. So mother started inquiring, and this researcher went to see this girl, and she described where she was in her previous birth. So researcher went there, and she said, I recognized her family members, that this was my husband and these were my children, and I used to play drums, my children used to sing song, and after festival we used to have nice meal of pork. And one day somebody killed me, and they asked the family members the story, and that was true. She was murdered in her previous birth. But she remembered all those things. There is another story where a boy aged 7 years, he was attending one function with his uncle. And when he was in that function, when he saw one man, he started hiding behind his uncle and said, Uncle, uncle, please protect me from this soul. He had killed me in my previous birth. So he asked the boy where he was and what he was. So he exactly said what was the town where they were there, and he was a businessman, and this brother was the stranger whom he was afraid was his brother who had murdered him because of business and money and all. So this boy was taken to that town. He recognized the house. He went in the house. He said, this is my wife, and knew the name of the wife and children. And they got the story that this businessman was killed by his brother because of some financial dispute or something. So this researcher got his previous birth friends and all, and showed the album and said, yes, in this album, where are you? Photos. So in that album, he was on the ship with some friends, and he was behind the curtain. His only legs were seen. And he said, oh, here I'm standing behind the curtain. So he recognized everything. So such hundreds of cases these researchers had done research, and everywhere the story of their previous birth of the children comes out true. And mostly it's the story is remembered, or past birth is remembered only for a few years, and then they forget, the children forget the past birth. And I remember even when I was recently in 70s, when I was in London, there was one young boy, and he was very much scared of flying aeroplane, in the aeroplane. And so when they showed it to the those who are reading the tarot card and all, so they said that previous birth he died when he was flying. So this birth also he was scared of flying. So sometimes, hypnotics and all, they find out why they have got such scare of flying aeroplane, and they come up with the conclusion that they had some accident in the previous life, and that's why they're scared. Also, I met one New Zealand lady, and she was very much fond of India. She had visited many times India, and she had all decoration in her house from India, all carpet and decoration. And she told that she was told that in her previous birth, she was Indian temple dancer. And so this birth also, she had lots of love for India. And there was one couple in Sydney, and they said that they were told that they were couple, 7 births, they were the same couple. And this male was in one birth king. So as a king, naturally they have ego, no? So even in this birth, he had lots of ego. So many times, those who read the past or hypnotics and all, tarot card reader and all, they talk about previous birth. And that's where we find that nowadays many times this sort of a evidence is there of previous birth. And even one of the sisters from Mauritius, she was traveling in India. And from here, Mount Abu, she was going to Udaipur. First time by bus. And when she was going by bus, she suddenly remembered, oh, now there will be river. And there was a river. So many times it happens that people are, we call it deja vu, that people go to new place They have never been there. But once they see some place or house, they say, oh, I know this. And they describe it before going inside. So this is something of the previous birth, that those memory comes up suddenly. And hence, what now we have to be careful by knowing all these things about this knowledge and about karma and reincarnation, that this is the time that I should be doing charitable karma. Whatever other people do, they will have to reap the fruit of those. But I should pay attention that this is the time for me to do good karma and not hurt anyone. So we have to be sensitive about the sensitivity of others. Not that I say, I got angry because she was doing like that. It's natural to be angry. No. Now I have to remind myself, it's natural to be peaceful. This is my original nature, peaceful. I can't get angry. Or I have to now, through yoga power, imbibe power of tolerance and peace so that I don't get angry. If I have spiritual love for others, then I will not be jealous with anybody or have animosity for anyone. So when there is soul conscious brotherly vision, we will not have animosity for anyone. We will have love. We'll care for them. We'll appreciate their speciality rather than being jealous of their speciality. When we have awareness that I have so much imperishable wealth of knowledge and love and power within me, I won't be greedy for material wealth. Because those who are greedy, they will speak lie, they will commit corruption, bribery, stealing, etc. So when there is no greed, I won't be doing anything wrong. Once I have love, I'll be caring for everybody. Once I have positivity, virtues, I won't have any vices. So naturally, what I need to pay attention is to imbibe humility so that I don't have ego. No ego, no anger. Respect everybody. With ego, we disrespect others or we insult others. We have low opinion for others. Okay. So, time to question. If you have any question regarding any previous lesson or today's lesson, you are welcome. Okay. Is there any other mic? then they can speak loudly, otherwise they will have to come. So come in front and ask question. If you are Thai or Vietnamese, you can ask in your language and your interpreter will interpret your question.
No need to be shy. Daddy, just now you mentioned...
Let him do large volume and speak softly, clearly.
Om Shanti. Daddy, just now you mentioned the use of insecticide. Insecticide. You know, when you plant the seed and all that, use insecticide to kill the insects around. Isn't that bad?
Isn't it bad karma to use insecticide to kill the insect?
Little bit bad karma, but otherwise you will not get fruit at all. You may keep on working hard and insect will kill it. So let's have 2 minutes meditation. Om Shanti. There are in India, from Jain religion, they won't eat underground roots. Potato, onion, garlic, carrots, such underground roots.
They visited Jain at Diwara temple yesterday.
Yeah. So those, they go to extreme. They don't even wear shoes, ideally. They walk on pilgrimage without shoes so that the insects on the roads will not be killed. But in fact, even my weight will kill the ant, no? Whether it's shoes or not. It will kill some of the insect, our weight. But shoes will definitely kill that insect. So they try to go to extreme non-violence. Now we have to see which is great violence. To be sick is more violent or to kill germs. Because we kill germs, no, in our body also we kill germs. Sometimes worms, sometimes bacteria, virus, all this are life. But we have to see that my health is more important. Because, you know, in your house, if there are lots of ants coming, what will you do? Or lots of rats coming, lots of cockroaches, what will you do? Means try to seal your drainage pipes and all these things is good. But suppose you are not owner, you are renting the place, owner is not doing anything, you can't afford to repair it, what you'll have to do? You have to do something, either to kill them or at least catch them and throw them far away. So that's where you have to see which is a bigger sin or which is smaller sin. So to avoid bigger sin, we can commit smaller sin. In India, there is a story that a sannyasi was taking a dip in a river. She saw one cow going in one direction. And a butcher came running after that cow and asked this sannyasi, "Have you seen cow going?" So he had seen him going in this direction, and he said, no, it has gone in that direction. So somebody said, why did you speak lie? She said, if I had spoken truth, the butcher would have killed the cow. So I would also be sharing part of sin with that butcher. So he spoke lie. So sometimes we have to speak white lies to avoid conflict, no? In the home, if you think if you are going to speak truth and it will create a lot of peacelessness, it's better to keep quiet or say something different. So that's how, no, we have to see which is creating more problem and which is less problematic.
I met you in Brisbane. You tied a Rocky on me last year, I think it was. I just want to say that good to see you again. And my question is about, there are three parts to my question. One is that you mentioned about energy. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It just is. And there are also different level of energy vibration. And through meditation, that energy vibration elevates, which then attract good things into our existence. But I'm also noticing that that is not always true, because sometimes there are circumstances that we attract even though we meditate a lot. Could that be because of karma, or could it be because of the sanskar that we still have to clear, even though we know that we're working on that energy vibration already? That was the first question.
Frank, can you clarify?
There's two more.
one after another. No, let him.
We need to do the first one first. So I think there's... on the topic of energy, energy can't be destroyed or created, no? So like the soul cannot be created or destroyed. That within the soul we have, when we meditate, then we are increasing the power of the soul. So it's a different sort of energy, maybe. But then, even though as we meditate more and we increase the power of the soul and we become of better energy, we still get involved with some things that are...
Some people are attracted to us.
Some people are attracted for good, but also...
Is it
some,
karma or our sanskar?
Or sanskar. So some good things and some bad things.
Okay. So let's answer first, then you ask us another question. What happens is... What I've noticed is because of meditation, we become sweet and loving. So people get attracted to us. So our mama, Saraswati, you know mama Saraswati, Mateshwari Saraswati, she used to say, honey is sweet. So ant will be attracted, isn't it? So what we do is have tight lid on honey so that ants don't enter. Or we keep honey in a water, honey bottle in water, so that ants can't enter there. In the same way, you have to add more spiritual power to your sweetness, so that people are attracted, but they are not infatuated. First, like we give example of picture of Lakshmi Narayan, or the image of Lakshmi Narayan in temple, or Buddhist have got Goddess of Mercy. She's so beautiful. Angels are so beautiful. But nobody will have impure vision. At the most, they would like to hug that angel or deity. But at least in India, they are not even allowed to touch image of deities. And so they will not come close to the deities in a physical sense. Same way, because of spirituality and power of purity, they will be impressed by you, but not infatuated. Follow? Second question. Take.
The second question is about love, that soul love. The instant, you mentioned earlier that people come into our existence instantly and we're immediately in love with them because of the past karma, karmatic relationship that we had with them, and then all of a sudden, abruptly cut off. I'm just trying to understand the element of time in that essence. Yes, why there is an element of time when time is only an illusion. I'm just still trying to comprehend.
First is instant love. Second is the separate, or what is you're talking about?
The other one is about time and how long. Maybe it's a bit like you were saying about mangoes versus rice, about how long that karmic connection lasts. Is that sort of part of it? And
but karma will come because you may fall in love. You may maintain friendship for a while. Then you separate. So that your karma is over. Sometimes they get marriage, love marriage. And after love marriage, after 5-10 years, they separate. So their karmic account is finished. So you stay with that person until you have got karmic account. Deeper your karmic account, longer you stay. Superficial your karmic account, you leave that person soon.
But you might also be creating karmic account by being with them, no?
By?
By being together for that long.
It's all right.
Yeah,
they will create karmic account, but that will go in the next birth also.
Yeah, it goes around.
Okay. I'm sorry, one last question. My last question is that this place is just so wonderful and it's so close to Baba. And what do someone like me need to do to be able to be like you or to stay in this place, to be closer to Baba, because this is the place to be. And I came from Australia, and it's a great country, but I think in terms of its spiritual sense, this is home.
Om Shanti. This place has been wonderful because of there is so much power of knowledge, meditation, purity, and people have that sort of a really deep, sincere desire to serve. Now, those who are staying here permanently or to reach the stage that I have reached, you have to just practice knowledge and yoga. And you can become, because one day I was also like you. You all. Worldly. those sanskar was there of doing some social service. I had that desire to do social service, that's why I became doctor. And that also, at the age of 17, I decided I want to be doctor, I don't want to get married. Because if I get married, I'll be trapped in family, I don't want to get trapped. So the thing is, as previous birth sanskar can lead us. Because in my family all were religious minded, but I decided I don't want to be like normal person getting married and having children and having nice household and decorate the household and all. I said, I want to serve.
Om Shanti, you were talking about us going back to the soul's house. Do we know when and how?
Talked about going back to the soul world. When and how? Tomorrow they're having drama, no?
Anytime. When there is mass destruction. And we say, you have to be ready to go home. Ready to go home. Do whatever you want to do today. You don't know whether you will be alive tomorrow or not, is it? True, no? Because nowadays, even young people may have accidents. Young people may have cancer. Young people may die suddenly. So we don't know when am I going to die. So Baba says, be ever ready. Whatever you want to do, do today. Don't leave it for tomorrow. Whatever you want to do today, do it now. So we don't know exactly when all of us will go, but we will all go home. This is our last birth.
This is the end of the cycle, and this is the time of when there are many negativity, negative things, bad things. So why a lot of souls continue to come down here?
Why there are so many souls coming still? They have to come, no? They have to come and play the part.
Yeah,
everybody has to come. Some may have 1 month role. Some may have 1 year role. Some may have only few months role. Or few days role. But actors have to come now. All souls have to come at least once in the cycle. So until end the souls will be coming. But then all will go together. Coming is gradual. But going will be all together. Almost together means. Still one more question we can have.
One more? Anyone? Yeah. Just checking, okay.
Last one.
And also, if anybody else has, you can ask one of these guys, Frank, Peter, stand up.
Om
Michael,
Shanti.
Stand up.
Om Shanti.
Matthew, stand up. And the guides are there, Prapa, Asma. She's there for Vietnamese. And you can come to me also. Just fix your time with your companion. And I will be also available if you have any more questions.
Yes, Om Shanti.
My question is, we are trying to settle our bad and negative karma, but how do we know that we already settled all our bad karma?
Yeah. How do we know when we've settled our karma, our bad karma? How do we know?
One thing I forgot. To settle our karmic account, we have to have powerful yoga. Yoga is like a fire. So when you have powerful fire, you can burn everything. So we can settle our past karmic account through yoga power or suffering. If I have health problem, wealth problem, relationship problem, I have to understand it's my karma, I haven't cleared. And suppose somebody is blaming me, criticizing me, and I'm not affected. I remain happy. It means I don't have karma with that person. But that person is creating karma because they are doing something wrong. Follow? So once I have cleared my karma, I'll remain ever happy, light, peaceful, not affected by situation and people. I remain unshakable. My stage will not fluctuate. Otherwise what happens? Somebody praises and says, oh, I feel so much delighted that everybody thinks I am beautiful. And if somebody says you are ugly, then I get upset. Oh, I am ugly. So this is, we get affected by other people's comment or criticism. But once I have reached that stage, cleared karmic account, I don't get affected. Whatever happens, I remain observer. They are playing their part. Okay. Let them play their part. I have to remain hero actor. If villain is doing something wrong, hero actor keeps on doing right thing. If somebody makes mistake, other actors should not make mistake also. 2 minutes meditation before we finish.